A beaver paddles across Clabber Creek between clumps of water lilies, then submerges into its den near a bank of willow trees. Butterflies and birds are everywhere this early morning, feeding. Along with loud summer cicadas, morning rush hour traffic roars to the east along I-540. Fayetteville Auto Park and Sam's Club are nearby. A large golf course is across the street, Dean Solomon Road. Surrounded by development, Wilson Springs Prairie is still really wild. Back in 1989, the city of Fayetteville paid $1.3 million for this 289-acre tract of land, intending to backfill what it thought was a swamp to create a commerce park. But several astute city planners realized it was actually a wetland, so stood in opposition. Turns out this parcel where Wilson Springs confluences with Clabber Creek is actually a rare wet prairie, an ecological gem. So when the city did finally sell the acreage for $5.2 million in 2003 to developer Collins Haynes, he agreed to set aside 120 acres for conservation. He placed it into a joint charitable trust in partnership with Audubon, Arkansas. Its staff would restore it and build a nature center. But then the recession hit. Over the years, the preserve, which was periodically mowed for hay, has languished and is now overgrown with thick clumps of fescue, greenbrier, and thorn trees. Its fate was not certain because the Haynes Audubon Charitable Trust had accrued a $200,000 tax lien. On background for this story, Washington County Assessor Jeff Williams said that after he walked the land and studied its topography, he decided it had no commercial value, in effect dissolving the lien. That's when Northwest Arkansas Land Trust stepped forward, accepting title to the property from Collins Haynes. The deal was announced July 13th. Ed Clifford is president of the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust.
Yeah, I think that we need just a little bit of time to finalize kind of a master plan for the property, which we don't have yet. And we are hoping to be able to have some dedicated staff that would be able to review the property and our other properties under the land trust and make decisions and do some supervision of the properties. We don't expect that we will do any different than Audubon's been doing on the property up until now, and that is the trying to preserve without damaging any part of the property. There are some endangered species there. It is, as I understand it, a prairie. There aren't very many of them in Northwest Arkansas. So we don't expect to do any different, and we expect that we will end up with a stewardship administrative committee, if you will, an oversight committee that will make those decisions.
Audubon staff and lots of volunteers have, over the years, worked on the preserve, including pulling out 14.5 tons of trash. Nicole Hardiman is program director at the Northwest Arkansas Field Office of Audubon, Arkansas, which, of course, has been surveying the parcel for birds.
The main birds that we focus on are the Henslow sparrow and other prairie types of species. Bell's vireo was recently found out there not too long ago. So we still have some important prairie bird species out there. And we have some bird species that are typical of forest moving in as well, based on our survey data.
Henslow sparrow, a rare grassland bird, is in decline and already extinct in certain states. And Nicole Hardiman says, to restore the prairie for such wildlife, invasive species must be eradicated.
We have lots of invasive plant species kind of coming in. Our primary foes are kind of calorie pear, honeysuckle, multiflora rose.
Which all sound pretty, but they choke the life out of things like big bluestem, little bluestem, Indian grass, sawtooth sunflowers, and swamp dogwood. Plus, Nicole Hardiman says, a young forest has started to take hold since all the mowing has stopped. So it's time for hardcore tactics.
One plan that has been talked about is a prescribed burn, and that would be located in a portion of the property that is, you know, a very large kind of block of woods. And that would hopefully, you know, open up some of the remove some of the trees and open up some of the canopy so that we can get some of those prairie plant species reestablished back in there. But I feel that I must say that restoration activities are kind of dependent on approval by the new owners, the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust.
Audubon staff are anticipating the trust's master plan to proceed. In the meantime, it's conducting water quality studies. Sam's Club to the northeast has a retention pond to contain parking lot effluent, and storm runoff from I-540 is likely contained. That's critical because the Arkansas darter, a 2-inch fish in the perch family, was discovered at Wilson Springs in 1979. It's rare in Arkansas and listed as an endangered species candidate. Nature Conservancy Ozarks Highlands office staff are studying the fish. A rough trail is mown along the south bank of Clabber Creek if you care to explore this wet prairie at your leisure. But watch out for tiny gray mounds of mud. Those are home to the rare Ozark burrowing crayfish. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.